Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Jason.
I am Paul.
And I'm Dean, and welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you will find news, reviews, movie stuff, and all things pop culture.
Very good.
I almost did it.
Look, you nailed it.
No, I see, I've never done this.
You're exuding confidence.
Thank you. That is what I want to do.
Bang.
All right. Yep. This week, we are continuing on our single ticket movie month.
That's right.
And it's my go. And we're going to... Yes.
As you can tell, he's
reviewing
excited.
A gold. Oh my gosh. So excited for this. It is the movie that makes the 2000 and what was the like
five,
the 2005? 2005 four. Movie Fantastic Four look like an Oscar winner.
We are reviewing five.
For 2005.
There'll be a Sean out there somewhere.
So we are reviewing the 1994 version of Fantastic Four.
Oh, yes. No.
My goodness. This is a fantastic one with a very interesting story. And I have not been looking forward to watching it. And I watched it last night. Yeah. It's quite fun.
And we didn't watch it because it's single
out of respect.
Ticket movie month.
Yeah, out of content.
And that's
I
the
really appreciate
of this
it.
Month, is that
oh my goodness,
to everyone what we're actually doing this month, Dean.
So this month is a continuation where we're taking turns completely intentionally started out. As a great
completely
plan.
Intentionally.
Completely yeah. intentionally.
Totally.
Not because we forgot to go see a movie.
You didn't forget. You just chose not to go watch Rambo Last Blood. And that was after I'd already gone out and watched it.
Exactly.
So you left me with like, yeah, okay, I've gone and watched this one movie and you guys hadn't even seen it. So I had to like... come up with some way to do the podcast anyway.
And what a bloody terrible Bingo. Decision that was that we made. That was, yeah, I was so disappointed I missed out.
Anyway, the work I've had to do was to watch Dragon Ball Z. It's been great.
Yeah.
Backfired a bit on me though.
Yeah. And it's going to work out fine for me because I'm going to escape from New York. So that's going to be pretty good.
I've already seen it.
You've already seen Escape from New York?
Of course I have.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah, Plissken, of course. With the jacket? With the snake jacket?
Are you, like, wait, are you legitimately, you've actually seen Escape from New York?
No.
Oh, good. Oh, because like, I was like, you're going to ruin this whole single movie month thing that we got going. Oh, like, you ruined it.
That was a good
it.
Bluff.
Yeah, it was a good bluff. But, yeah.
I just remember weird facts that you talked about. Snake jacket, something Plissken. Yep.
He's got an eye patch. Like,
same thing. He's a snake.
Yeah, he's kind of like Nick Fury, basically, that outfit.
Okay.
Epic.
Can I confirm that you 100% have not seen the 1994
yes,
Fantastic
mate.
Four?
Yes, mate.
Surprisingly, I haven't watched it. I have seen the trailer for it, and it looks
you watched
fantastic.
The trailer?
It looks
holy
like,
crap.
It looks shocking.
Fun fact.
It makes 2005 one look fantastic, like an Oscar-winning film. It's terrible looking.
So this movie, this has got one of the funnest backstories.
Yeah.
For
There's
any
actually
film
a documentary on it that...
yeah?
Like
I haven't watched the documentary.
Yeah, I seen it today actually because I was looking it up.
Yeah.
There's a documentary called Doomed. It's an Amazon Prime documentary all about the making of this movie because like it was obviously they were trying to keep the rights.
Dr. Doom. For, makes sense.
Yeah. So they'll try to
really crack that one, didn't
for
you?
The fantastic.
Yes.
Oh yeah, look at us go!
Oh my goodness,
look at us on everything. Nothing gets past us.
Fort Knox up there.
This movie was never intended to be released. Fantastic
yes,
Four.
It was.
It was. Yeah. It was produced by a little production company called Constantin Film Company. They obtained the rights and they realized that their rights, which they bought in the mid-80s, would be up if they didn't produce a film within 10 years. And so they're like, crap, they rushed this into production with no intention of actually releasing it. It was
they intended on releasing it, but what happened, there's actually even more that happened with it. So Marvel saw the finished cut and they bought up all the prints of it.
I did read that.
Basically destroyed according them to try and try and stop it from being released. There was a whole
because they were embarrassed. According to Stan Lee, though, there was no intention to actually ever release it.
Yeah, apparently, it's just the filmmakers didn't know that, so they were.
But
like
the director, the cast, the crew, they all just thought that it was going to be released, and they thought we're going to do a low budget Fantastic Four movie, and oh my goodness. It is a very fun story. Imagine being on this production and then finding out. I was like, oh, yeah, like that. The studio did everything they could to try to hide that this was ever made. Yeah, like they literally denied that this was a film for years until somebody actually like put it online. I was like, well, okay, yeah, we did this. Anyway, upon watching it.
I just pretend like it's like not even anything associated with them. Like I'd be like, oh no, it's just like the Italian Spider-Man version of Fantastic Four. Like it's not the real one. Like, yeah, you know, have you guys ever seen Italian Spider-Man?
No.
What do they call it?
Night Monkey?
Like, no, this isn't Spider-Man. It's Night Monkey. It's a completely different, completely different hero. Completely different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So upon watching this movie, completely understand why they try to hide it, because it is terrible.
Yeah.
It's laughable. It's one of those The Room kind of deals.
It's more cringy. So just going on a sidetrack a little bit. Italian Spider-Man is actually a parody. It's an Australian film that was created to be like a really poorly dubbed Italian movie. And it's like the best. And Danger 5 is the series that was created by the same people.
Wow.
And it's got like, it's just crazy sort of stuff. It's really funny, but it's kind of like in the Gareth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Gareth Marenghi's Dark Place.
Yeah, it's like that style.
I think I have seen.
Yeah.
You've shown me something maybe at some point.
Maybe, I don't know.
You've shown me something maybe at some point.
At some point. But anyway, sorry. That's a complete rabbit hole that we don't have to go down.
It is fine. Yeah.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. Okay, so I hated it. What did you guys think?
I love the trailer and I love the fact that I didn't have to watch it.
So yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to watch this one.
After watching the trailer, I was like, oh, that looks kind of like horribly terrible, but in a fun kind of way. But then I would never commit to watching the whole thing
because
it doesn't look like it'd be fun for like 5 minutes, I think.
Yeah. But just you wait.
Yeah.
Before I get into the actual plot, do we have any reviews? But no?
Nope.
Got nothing.
Do we have any fun stories about what we've done in the week? Do we have anything like
just anything I'm other just, than
anything other than
Nope. Just anything.
No, man,
this is you. This is you. Freak. It's your episode, man. You've got this.
Sit down, knuckle in, boys. Yeah. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah,
buckle up your seatbelts, whatever the you want to do. So, we start on incredibly shaky terms right from the get-go.
In what way?
So we are introduced. Yeah. Firstly, the only version that you probably will ever watch of this movie is basically a VHS copy on YouTube.
Love it.
Because that's the only way it was released. It starts with this like weird teaser thing of like snippets from the movie and says like, oh, that great. This is what I'm in for. This is going to be great.
Nice.
And then we do credits and we open up in college. So Reed Richards, and we get to meet Reed Richards and his friend Ben, are sitting there listening to, as like, it is the most over the top, funniest lecture, like professor portrayal I've ever seen. Like picture you know the you know when Community ripped off the whole Seize the Day, like the Seize the Day guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Carpe Diem.
Kind of like Seize the Day.
Him, but amped up to 11 and like legitimately thinking that that is acting. That is what we're listening to in this lecture about, oh, yes, about cosmic, you know, like storms and this crazy thing that's meant to only, apparently this big, crazy cosmic storm that they're calling, what are they calling it? They're calling it.
I don't know.
Phoenix?
Look, it's, I'm going to be doing this a lot. It's pretty forgettable, a lot of this stuff. Colossus, I believe.
Okay.
Let's roll with that.
Something like that.
Strokes.
Yep.
Here we go.
Colossus. Yep. Look. They're saying it's this is this one night. This one night tonight is the night that's going to be the closest to the Earth that has ever been. This is what he's doing.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh! It's going to be so close. In fact,
he's
that
like
it's going to.
He sounds like that guy. You know that one person that's super invested in the most mundane crap. Like,
oh yeah,
they're really, really into. Yes,
spreadsheets.
It's like amazing. Microsoft has just updated Excel. You remember that function that you could do when you go Control Alt Shift F9? Bloody gone. It's absolutely gone, and it's an outrage.
This water cooler flows so fast.
So fast.
Incredibly fast. I've done the math. It's about 30 gallons a second if you just it open up.
It is fast.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
It's basically like
it creates a vacuum in my cup, and then the water sloshes over.
It is exactly what it is. It's like Ross from Friends. You know how he gets extremely enigmatic?
Oh, sandwich.
Time. It's like if he my sandwich. It's like if Ross was my sandwich, Ross.
Yeah,
100% of the time.
Oh no,
that is what this guy is.
That's a note for me.
So, is he like this the whole movie, like, or is this just a throwaway character?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, he's only in this one scene, and then basically. Then you're like, okay, so that's where all the acting went in this movie. This one guy in this one scene.
They blew it all on Alec Guinness.
that's what's happened here in this situation. And then everyone else is just monotone for the rest of the time. It's fantastic.
It's like they've just cast Christian Stewart.
It is quite hilarious. It made me chuckle. He's getting really into the science. He forgets his notes sometimes. Luckily, Reed Richards, I think, is a college student.
Why not?
But he looks like 30 years old, and he's dressing like he's a professor as well.
Is he played
he's
by sitting Steve
there
McQueen?
In the back, played by Steve McQueen. Exactly. He's sitting there, and he's like, does the whole answer, finishes the professor's sentence, and says, thank you, Reed. And then he gets up, talks to his old mate, Victor Von Doom.
Yeah.
This is where it gets, okay, so this is where I figure that, like, there's a little bit, there's a couple of plot holes, and you'll, I think you might be able to find them. There's
this is
subtle
where we
plot holes.
Getting off the highway.
Yeah.
So his mate, Victor Von Doom, they're both college friends. They look like they're professors. They're about 30 years old-ish, at least. They then start talking as though they are professors suddenly, even though they're in this lecture. And they're going to do some experiments tonight.
Like, maybe they're like Spider-Man, where it's like, I'm some of a scientist myself, but like, you know, like,
look,
you read my paper?
Spider-Man
is what they, because like all the high schoolers are 30, but they're all 30. This one is like, they're all teenagers, except these two 30-year-olds that are also college students.
There's nothing wrong with mature age students, all right? Some people don't know what they want to do until much later in life.
Hold that thought.
Just Jump Street.
Jump Street,
21 Jump Street kind of thing. That's all it is. They're
like,
undercover.
You look like a narc.
We don't know it.
I agree with the thought that there's nothing wrong with, you know, senior age college students, except for when we, in the next scene, get to meet the young children.
Yeah. Where is this
Sue and
going?
Johnny Storm?
Where is this going?
They're about 12 and 10 years old. I gauge from how they look. Remember,
maybe
Reed Richards, 30-year-old looking college student,
no.
And 10-year-old Sue Storm.
Well, congratulations, Bill Cosby. You're an Avenger.
Look, I'm not sure if there was an age difference. Maybe there was an age difference in the comics. Maybe it was important, but to introduce them this early on is just very, very weird.
Maybe Sue just looks really young for her age.
Like, yeah.
No, no, no. She really is young for her
age. She is a child.
Oh, no.
Very much. So here's what happens. Reed Richards is running late to go and do this experiment with Victor Von Doom at the uni, and he has to go pick up some things from this boarding house where Reed lives. Reed is living with basically the mother of Sue and Johnny Storm. They look like they're about the same age. And Sue and Johnny Storm, if it's not weird already, if because you're probably like, they're kids, so, that's fine. Yeah.
Like, is he's living with Sue's parents?
Living with them? Are you saying? Yes. Yes, he's boarding with them, with Sue and Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
That's fine, except that Sue clearly has a crush on Reed Richards, because like he runs upstairs and this 10-year-old girl is like, he's so dreamy.
Oh, no.
And Johnny's sitting there thinking, like poking fun. So like,
weird.
This is just, it is really weird. It is just creepy, uncomfortable.
Yeah. Is the experiment they're going to run what happens when you break a federal law?
Luckily no. But holy crap, dear. I'm just like, this is uncomfortable. Anyway, moving on. So they get back to I guess it's going back to the college to do a science experiment.
Preschool.
I'm not 100% sure what they're actually doing, but Reed Richards is a bit worried about the math, and he's asking them to do an assessment.
Is this an age difference?
He's a bit worried. He's like, the math doesn't
Victor,
check out.
I've crunched the numbers. We're talking 15 years here, man. I don't like it. It feels illegal to me, dude.
It was kind of like that in the other Fantastic Four when they're going to do that experiment on, like,
in space.
In space, yeah, in 2005's one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they don't ever actually explain what the experiment was.
They're going up.
Was and Victor's, no, Victor's right. always no, like, on. Yeah, we'll do this. It doesn't matter, yada, yada, yada.
The 2005 version here. They've said
please.
They went up there to study the solar waves because these solar waves were like, had the potential energy to create universes.
That's right.
That's why they went up there, Jason. They explained that very clearly.
Oh, they did? Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure at some point they were meant to explain why they couldn't do that from Earth. But they may have just forgotten.
Why are you going
to
get a sample inside
our
atmosphere?
I'm sure they probably did.
You're right.
And I'm
you're
sure
totally
we,
right.
can, oh, we have actually explored that in another podcast. Right. I believe that podcast is still up on our feed. So,
yes.
Feel free to go find that.
Have we taken any podcast down? I'm pretty sure
we
have still.
Only one.
Yeah, great.
We should start taking some down.
He's looking at you, Solo 5.
Oh, my goodness. Look, Paul, if you let me finish this whole spill, you'll find that I'm actually... I'm me.
Yeah,
don't
come
even
on, Paul.
Start. Paul,
don't
back
start
off,
telling
man.
Me if
back
you just
off.
Let me finish.
But telling you, by telling you the plot, things. I'm actually defending Fantastic Four just by comparing it to this.
Yeah, wait,
loosely.
Which Fantastic Four?
The 2005 one.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Fun fact: that also potentially was another production that was put into place to hold onto the rights. Because it's basically like
really?
You need to do a Fantastic Four film every 10 years to renew your contract. Because after 10 years, it goes back
waste.
To Marvel.
It's such a waste.
But then
like,
I think, like, yeah, I think they looked at this movie and goes, and they went, oh no, actually we need to actually put a larger sum of money behind the production.
Yeah, but it's not much better. Like, well, I don't know. I didn't watch this one, but it doesn't look that much better like the 2005 one. I mean, like the production's probably a little bit better, but the acting quality wasn't that great.
At least they figured out not to establish a significant age difference between Reed and
that's
Sue.
True.
Like
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
People might not look
holy crap.
On that anymore. I mean, I know 1995, we're playing pretty fast and loose. With some rules here, but still.
Yeah. But
oh
at
my
least
goodness.
By 2005, they worked that out a little bit.
You'd hope.
All right.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So, there's this storm coming. And the Susan? Whole is it town.
Hey.
Oh no, it's yeah, it's a storm of lawsuits coming.
Nice.
And yeah. No. And the whole town is out to see it because it's this big electrical storm. It's yeah. quite interesting. It's gonna be fun.
Oh, so they don't go to space in this one. The storm just happens.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not right. yet. Okay. Reed and Victor are sitting yeah. in the lab doing, you know, crunching numbers, doing something.
Yeah.
Reed's freaking out, saying, oh, it's overheating. You know, it's basically the quintessential classic. I'm pretty sure they've just taken like the template of technical jargon
yeah,
that
yeah.
people usually start off with for films like this and then just done nothing with it. That's yeah. basically what it's not possible. It can't be doing this. It's like, we need to go further. Now. And it's like, quick, we need to initiate things now. And they do the whole classic, like, oh, yeah, like now, okay, we're typing. Oh, now we need to go double time. And they're getting really into it, really
do
into
they do
it.
Do their NCIS and then, thing where it's them two people on one keyboard? Just stop a hack.
And then, like, the third hand comes in the middle. And
yeah, yeah.
It's pretty much like
fifth hand.
Funniest bit about this is that that Reed Richards realizes at one point that it's just, it's, you know,
a Unix system.
They're done. They're like, it's, you know, you got to get out of there. So he goes, we got to get out of here now. Run. And then he jumps about 2 feet away from, it's not like it's, I feel like he was trying to make it a little bit more elaborate than it was. He
yeah.
jumps away and he lands like 2 feet away from the machine.
Nice.
Which is fine. That's apparently all you need to make sure that you don't get electrocuted like what happens to Victor.
That's a good jump for a scientist.
Away. Yeah. 2 foot jump, collapses the ground, Reed's fine.
Good man.
Victor, he gets the full
Monty
force of the electrical storm. Straight to the kidneys, jumping around. He's basically doing the like, you know, perfect acting, brilliantly, really selling it.
Yeah,
it's really great.
Again, this is just mm-hmm. audio only, but Dean fully put his whole heart and soul into that.
He committed,
and
I totally put my arms out.
Yeah.
It was it was probably 110% the performance that this Victor von Doom guy did. Anyway, everyone outside the college is seeing this happen, Ben Grimm included. He runs in, sees that Victor's getting electrocuted. He's a big dude. He looks like a bodybuilder. He runs, he tackles Victor away from the machine.
Good. That's how electricity works, yes.
That's how, so it's like, oh, he's getting electrocuted. I need to get him away from that. I'll be fine.
I'll touch
just grab him.
I'll
touch him.
Yeah. I'll physically pull him
Science,
away from the
bitch.
Electricity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about I just grab onto the electricity while I'm at it?
It is 100% what happens. And so they get out of the electricity and they're good.
Get out of the electricity. Yeah. I'll just put that over
this
here
is,
with the rest of the electricity.
I'll put it in this box. Put all your electricity in this box in the corner. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll
This is the source box
the machine
for electricity.
Well, the electricity is only going out one way, you see.
It's DC.
One line.
Great.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like
Fantastic.
Only in one line. As long as you get out of that, like the direction that
well,
the electricity is going.
It's all proximity.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
For sure, for sure. So,
I have to get Tesla into that so it can go both ways.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Machines kaput, it explodes. Reed looks up. Ben gets up, bit like shaking his head. Victor is not getting up. They cut to
Shocking.
Cut to the hospital where Reed's getting checked out. So it's Ben. And
by the
10-year-old? Comes up to... I believe the 10-year-old is there. Oh, my gosh. So they're in the hospital.
Yep.
One of the doctors with a thick Russian accent and a very well-trimmed goatee comes up and tells...
What's her name?
Reed...
My name is Natalia Desfadonia.
Oh my gosh. So he comes up to Reed and says, I'm sorry, we've lost him. He's dead.
So Von Doom's like,
I'm sorry, we've lost him.
Like he's dead. He's gone. Like straight up dead.
Well, here's the thing. He's Russian and he has a goatee.
So
obviously he's not a doctor.
You can't trust him.
Exactly. Whoa. Well, there's a really weird, and is it's he
twirling
this whole
his
thing.
Mustache at the same point.
He might as well be. Yeah. It's a really weird camera? Thing where
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know.
He's good. First he here and then he die.
It's a really weird thing where you don't like. You're like, okay, that's fine. Except that there's a really awkward bit of dialogue, where it's like. They take the body away and Reed's like, oh, where are you taking him? It's like, to the morgue where we take all the bodies. Wink.
Oh, wonderful.
And then he walks away.
We're like, taking him to Park Bench.
For some reason.
We can the burnies.
For some reason.
We can the doomies.
When you said that, I don't think you're going to take him to the morgue now. I just don't know why.
Russians.
It's a bit weird. There's also this, the music, the soundtrack. To this song, to this whole film, just does not line up emotionally with where things should be.
Yeah. I'm surprised by that because I watched the trailer and yes. The trailer's music really, really works so well.
So
it's
well.
It's basically the same thing over actually, and over and over going like up like in octaves like over and over and over. So it's like and then it just keeps going to like basically.
I read today that apparently the trailer for the music was actually from another production.
Roger Corman
was a Power Rangers. Production,
yeah, another film that they were working on at the same time.
No,
crazy weird. I know
they were hedging their bets.
They recycled music
from a movie.
Well, they weren't
movies?
Doing any original stuff. Ugh. But luckily for the film, there's an entirely original score. Unluckily, it doesn't actually fit with the film. Like this film, like this scene should be emotional, should be sad, but we're listening to this. Theme that sounds a little bit like we're entering Hobbiton, like the Shire. Like it's a little bit too jovial to like be an emotional, sad song. And I was like, I don't actually know what I'm feeling at this point, except for
regret.
Gross. Regret. A lot of regret.
Shame.
A lot of regret.
Regret. Sadness.
Okay. So we end this
maybe
hospital scene.
Maybe it was
by,
like an original score for another film that
it
didn't
could have
get
been.
Made.
It like, could have been. And then like, they just decided, this kind of fits here. Yeah. That's a sad
That'd be
note.
So funny.
We'll put that in.
They had one score and they're like, let's just slap it in. Whichever one it works with is what we'll release.
Yeah. No re-edits.
Very
no
weird.
Re-edits.
No
Let's re-edits. Not cut it anymore.
Oh,
Let's
man.
Just let it go how it fits.
Thanks.
Like, we'll just... Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So, the last thing we see in this hospital scene is this Russian. Now there are two Russian doctors dragging away Victor's body. We get a nice little close-up of Victor's eyes, and he's clearly not dead. And they're going, what should we do with him? It's like, we need to
need to... The Russian doctor lied to
the
us?
The Russian doctor
Where wasn't
freaking
dead?
Lied to us, yo.
But he took an oath.
Yeah, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Where are his morals?
Yeah.
We know he's a doctor because he knows where to take the bodies when they die.
Yeah.
So,
to the morgue. He told us.
To the morgue.
That's my
like
fault. I set
the
bar too low. Name one law.
Oh, man. So Victor's eyes are still, you know, obviously moving. And they're like, oh, what do we do with him? It's like, we need to do everything we can to save him.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, interesting.
Yeah. Oh, so
and
he's
then,
a good doctor.
Hmm?
So he's a good doctor.
We'll
he's trying
find
to save
out.
Him.
Yeah, sure. Good Russian doctor.
Yeah.
10 years later.
Fun fact, though, that's how, that's how Kevin Spacey left the set of House of Cards.
Oh.
Carry on. 10 years later.
Continue. Holy crap. 10 years later.
10 years later. Reed is now going gray, obviously, because he's an old man.
That's 10 years later.
10 years later. He's talking to Ben about this new experimental spacecraft that he's just made, because he wants to go up to space. And
wait, so they've had like one accident, but they haven't actually turned into like the Fantastic Four yet?
No, because it was just Victor that died. It's and it was only Victor's, Reed and Victor. Like,
yeah, right.
It was only those two in the experiment.
Yeah, right.
All the other guys were outside watching the storm.
As weird as it sounds, I kind of like that a little bit more than the 2005. Like, I like the idea that Dr. Doom has like a different accident that causes his things than the one that's like tied into the Fantastic Four. But yeah, that's
I know that
won't redeem this movie, but yeah, it sounds like a better origin.
That is weirdly a positive that you found in this movie.
Well, I haven't seen it, totally so I'm trying to find positives from
I love it. I'm sure Fantastic Four love it as well. Anyway, so they're talking about this new spacecraft because they want to go up to space and study this same cosmic electrical storm thing as it comes across again. They need to figure out some crew to go with them.
Who are they going to pick?
Who are they going to pick?
Child labor. It's cheaper.
Is it going to be a four-man crew?
Really good exposure.
They're going to go and find a crew of expert scientists and astronauts to accompany them on this No, they're not. They're going to go to teenage Sue and Johnny.
Wait, is she still a teenager? She's not a teenager for 10 years. It's 10 years later, right?
10 years
she's
later.
She's not a teenager anymore.
They're young adults. They're young adults. Okay, they're 20, 21. All right. So, yes, it's legal.
Wait, so she was 11? Oh.
She's pretty young.
Wow.
She was pretty young.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really,
That's so weird.
Okay, but the things I think they're trying to make out because that Reed and Victor and Ben were like 20s.
They're trying to make out?
Young, like late teens, early 20s. So it's like they're trying to, but they looked 30 when they were going to college.
Right.
And now they look 40. And Sue and Johnny look like they're, 21.
Give me a kiss.
It's weird.
It's so weird.
All right.
I don't like that
at all. So apparently Sue and Johnny are real big fans of this whole scientific experiment mission thing. And so they're experts. It's like no one else knows more about this program than these guys, even though they're, not actually scientists or astronauts or... Yeah, they're kids, but that's okay.
It's kind of like when Armageddon has that whole thing about, training drillers to be astronauts and it's like, yes, okay, this works for the plot.
Yes. So,
let's train the drillers to be astronauts and
because
not
that's
the other
the
that's going to be easier
that's the hard part,
than training the astronauts.
Going to space is easy.
Exactly. So obviously Reed has hesitations to this plan because this is Ben's great plan and Reed's like, I don't think we should do that, but then it's okay because it turns out Sue's hot, so
that
she does the whole
Trump's
walking
plans.
Exactly. She walks down and is like, oh, hello Reed, and he's like, whoa, you're like not a kid anymore.
So bad.
There's a really awkward moment where like she like basically comes up super close to him. They're just standing there like looking into each other's eyes. And there's like the music's like, really lovely.
Nice.
And then it cuts to a really awkward wide shot where they're still super close and everyone's just looking at them.
I actually was flicking through YouTube and I actually ended up on that scene. Just now, because I actually was like, I thought it was the trailer, but I accidentally went on the actual movie. That scene looks hilarious because there
it
is like,
really
I, like
is.
So I haven't watched the whole scene, but I can see the wide shot where there's like there's an old lady or something in the background.
That's and the
like,
mom.
That's the mom.
That's the mom.
Oh,
so the mom
in the
background
watching this whole thing.
Ben, and
Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny's like in the background. They're all just standing around with the two of them in the middle. I really have to screenshot this because it's so bad.
It's really great. We should post it up for reference. But there's a line just before this when they come in where they're knocking at the door at first, and Mrs. Storm, the mum, opens the door, and Ben Grimm's, they're like, "Hiya, Mrs. Storm. Can Sue and Johnny come to space with us?
Like, can they come play?" Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. Like, trying to be like, it's trying to be funny, but it's just so bad.
Oh, no.
I love it if they're like face to face with each other, but there's such an age difference. He's like, "So, are you into Pokemon as well?"
And she's like, "What's Pokemon?"
Oh, man. It would have been weird. It was like, before we go any further, how old are you? And just being like,
I need to see a driver's license or something right now.
Please. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it looks so awkward.
So bad.
It really is. Terrible. Oh, did you just send it through, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, I just sent it through.
Brilliant. It is funny as. So, we continue on. They decide, we'll go up to space with you. This is going to be great.
Good Lord.
They're in space. Mm-hmm. They think the plan's going to go well. It doesn't. Oh, crap. Completely forgot. Okay, so the key thing to make this experiment go correct, to make it, it kind of does, but it's also stupid and weird. And it's like, it's this one scene that establishes a whole bunch of stupid crap at the end, but it's important to get right now. Because otherwise nothing's going to make sense. Okay, so the key thing, the reason why this mission won't go wrong like the other one did, is because they have a AC. Very rare giant... they have a giant diamond that is going to triangulate the rays and help to refract or cool down the machine or something so it doesn't overheat and explode. That's the science there. So they're using the diamond as a cooling system.
That's fine. That's what you do.
But they need to pick it up. They need to pick it up from a bank, I think, or some sort of like council building.
As you do.
As they do that, Ben, who is obviously very awkward and weird, accidentally bumps into a blind woman.
Nice.
Who and knocks over a statue, like a clay statue that she spent ages molding, and she's all like upset until he goes and helps her, you know, and it's okay, it's okay.
Finish it.
And it's a really weird thing. It's like, it's a very odd thing to say to a blind woman that you've just met.
Kind of like the blind lady that
she
comes
is
into.
That is the character from like, that's the same character. But he goes, she's like all upset about the statue. No, I spent ages on that. It's like, it's okay, I'm here. And she's like, get away. It's like, no, it's okay. You're safe with me. Looking at I was like, hang on. That's weird to say to somebody that you just met.
You're safe with
me. And then suddenly she stops fretting and then goes and feels his face. Yeah. And then instantly realizes,
you're a freak.
I can tell by your face that you're a good guy. So it's fine.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm sorry about the statue. He's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I can always make another one. It's like, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. What? So she's basically like Kerry Washington, right? Like Kerry Washington from Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Yes, it is. It's the same character.
Yeah.
And
actually, she was in the first one, wasn't she?
Yes.
She does have a few scenes.
She was.
She's on the boat at the end as well in the first one.
That's right. Yeah.
Because she could love him as opposed to the non-blind fiance.
That's right.
That couldn't love him.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, believe it or not, is going to be important. Later on.
Okay.
I wonder why.
Wow.
They walk upstairs and get the diamond and they're like, great, this is awesome. The whole time this is going on, we are aware that these guys are being watched by some sort of evil entity behind a metal mask that is watching from a computer screen through a monitor that basically these two Russian guys, the same Russian blokes that were doctors at the start of this movie, are monitoring their every move in a white truck outside. There's like, something's up. Basically, all we know is they just want to sabotage the plans and kill these guys, apparently. Yeah. Yeah. At the same time that this is happening, so another thing that's happening at this time, we have a weird, I guess, like sewer man with a like a very ugly, weird prosthetic face and a monocle thing that like sticks out here, like viewfinder thing, sneaking through the like into their building to basically steal the diamond. That's all he wants to do.
Okay.
But at the like as he's doing this, he decides, hey, because he witnesses the whole crash, like smashing, like knocking over the blind lady, decides, yeah, hey, this blind lady's hot. I'm going to be a creep and start following her around as well.
Nice.
First, I'll go get the diamond.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and, you know,
stalk.
Maybe kidnap her later.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Wait, wait, like the Kerry Washington, I'm just going to call her Kerry Washington, like
Kerry Washington,
blind lady,
the blind lady, the blind lady. This weird dude who I'm trying to remember.
So he's like basically Splinter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because he's like a sewer
basically,
guy.
Basically,
I can't believe they got her.
But like an
she
evil
never saw it coming.
Evil Splinter.
Yeah.
He's called the Jeweler. I'm guessing he's a bad guy from the comics, because why else would he be in this movie?
Man, that's profiling.
Aren't you saying he's about to kidnap someone? Like, surely he's a bad guy, right?
Well, first of all, he steals the diamond.
Maybe steals he's the just diamond misunderstood.
It's a fun kidnapping.
He steals the diamond and then he swaps it for an exact replica.
Oh, oh, so that's fine because it's a diamond steal.
Yes.
That's...
And
an exact
replica that he just happened to have.
Wow.
This sewer guy.
It's very thoughtful of him.
At the same time,
the Russians.
It's weird that he stole it in the first place. Why didn't he just keep the
he's
exact
already got
replica?
One. They'll never know.
But he'll know.
He'll know.
He'll know.
Yeah, that's right. He'll know.
So
yeah.
He'll know. So at the same time, the Russians are freaking out because they think that this guy's going to like mess with his plan or something, their plan. But Victor, we don't know who it is. We don't know who the guy in the metal mask is.
Spoilers.
God. I'm so sorry.
Thanks for ruining
he's
this
watching,
movie.
I'm
not
going
to watch it now.
It was a slip of the tongue. I'm sure no one noticed.
Ah, you idiot.
It's fine. This movie's not ruined.
Bush League over here.
People are probably going to tune out now.
So he's watching this guy steal the diamond. And then he starts, he's like, hang on. Let's just let him see what he does. Turns out, yeah, it's like, oh, great. He did exactly what we were going to do anyway.
They have a diamond as well?
Now they... Well, or
why are these guys doing that?
Replica.
Everyone has a diamond.
It's a weird thing. I don't know exactly what the masked man was wanting to do, but all he was wanting to do was sabotage them, and it's happened. So I was like, yeah, well, that's great. The next day, they go to space. They go up. They're super confident. Yep. They're thinking that, you know, this mission is going to be great because we got this great cooling system diamond thing. That
diamond. Yep.
Science definitely checks out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
it'll be fine because then
it'll be fine.
Replica. So
exactly. They don't know it's an exact replica. They think
it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter because it is an exact replica. So
exact
it'll
replica.
Work exactly the same, right?
You're absolutely right. These, you know, Sue and Johnny, they're not scientists, but they're exact replicas of scientists.
Of scientists, they'll be fine too. Yeah, cool.
it's perfectly fine. Nothing could go wrong.
Look, I'm going to go out on a limb, but are they in an exact replica of a space station?
Oh.
They're in an exact replica of a spacecraft.
Spacecraft.
spaceship. Oh, this movie didn't have a budget for a space station. My God.
Yeah, that'd be silly, Jason. You know how much fake space stations
that would
are?
Be ridiculous.
Let alone exact replicas?
So much. Oh, my gosh. So.
Pull your head out.
If you didn't figure out what's going to happen, there's an accident.
Yep.
Things don't go to plan.
What?
The whole ship blows
what?
Up.
Oh, no.
In
no.
space.
In space.
The whole ship blows up.
So they're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're all dead.
Wow, that's sad.
Exactly. Well, that's what the news says.
Not that fantastic if you ask me.
They're all dead. Yeah. Well, Von Doom thinks it's That's the thing. Okay, that is
it's
not
a good ending.
A slip.
Yeah,
I'm Doctor happy Doom, for that to be over.
Doctor Doom thinks it's a very happy ending. He is over. Like, he is rejoicing. He loves it.
Doctor Doom is over the moon.
Doctor Doom is over the moon.
He can't wait to see you soon.
Okay.
Good old Doctor Doom.
I bet you'll never guess who Doctor Doom is.
What?
But we won't find out for another good half an hour who he is. But we know his name's Doctor Doom.
Do you mean half an hour in the movie or half an hour in this podcast?
We know he's... Yeah, no, we'll find out in like 5 minutes. Thank God. Because I'm going to smash through the rest because literally nothing happens from this point in, really.
Really?
Okay. It's, yeah, basically, Reed, Ben, Sue, Johnny... all find themselves in the crashed wreckage in this like of the spaceship in this desolate field.
Wait, what?
And something's weird because they're fine, not a scratch on them. Reed's a little bit like everyone's like, oh, this is great. Oh, we're so lucky. It's like, well, this is a bit weird that we survived the crash and nothing else did. There's like, Sue, where are you? And it's like, I'm over here. Right, like, Sue, where are you? I'm right here.
Sue, where
like,
are you?
What are you talking about? Like, I'm right in front of you guys. They can't see Sue. What's going on?
What?
What?
Unbelievable.
She freaks out when she realizes that she's invisible, trips back, almost lands on a spike from the crash landing. Luckily, Reed stretches his arm out and catches her. Everyone's like, hang on, what the heck is going
on? Wait, what the hell? She's invisible. He's stretchy arms.
He's stretching.
Craziness.
Johnny realizes he's totally fine, except he's got a little bit of dust in his nose and he sneezes and the fireball goes off. That's a bit... Nice. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Great way to find out you got superpowers.
Sneezing.
Sneezing. Anyway, so they're all good. Apparently, no one knows that they're alive except that Dr. Doom's minions somehow. Yeah. Their intelligence is better than everyone else's. So like, they all survived. So that makes Dr. Doom super angry. He's like, right, we got to get these guys before, you know, everyone else does, before the government goes and rescues them.
Yes.
So that's what we'll do. We'll send out our goons, but we'll pretend that we're the good guys.
Nice.
Which is great and actually would have worked like as a storytelling device, would have been great if we didn't know that's what was happening. It's right. Basically like, yeah, so...
Do they send the Russian doctor like disguised as
they
someone
do not
else?
Send the Russian doctor. They send entirely new goons.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was like, yes.
Well, that's at least smart-ish.
That's very smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Reed could be like, hey, I remember you. You were that really nice, helpful Russian doctor.
Yeah,
10
that
years
took
ago.
My friend to the morgue.
Yeah. How is my friend doing? Is he still in the morgue?
Yeah.
Anyway, so... turns out he's not in the morgue. He's somewhere else. We'll find out in a sec. Take them and start doing experiments on them. There's the whole classic montage of testing things.
I love
and
it.
Trying to get needles from everyone.
See, that's what the 2015 one missed.
Yes.
Among other things.
I heard about that. There was a bit of a jump. Probably better than what we got here. It's pretty cringeworthy. All the things. They're getting bored. They're getting a bit of cabin fever because they're realizing that these scientists aren't wanting to let them out for some reason. So they start, you know, trying to break out. And that's when they realize, oh, we're actually being captured by the bad guys.
Oh, no.
Right.
Yes. And they have a run-in with Dr. Doom. A bit crazy. There's this great point where it's like, I'm Dr. Doom. I want your powers. I'm going to take them. But first, I'm not going to waste my time and energy in destroying you. I'm just going to, like, when I have all these guys to do that for me, walks around a corner, whole swarm of, you know, minions come in. And then Fantastic Four guys just wipe them all out and smash open the door and they escape. And then Dr. Doom comes out and he's like, now you see that I will. Oh. What? And everyone's like, it's really, it's played for laughs, but it's like, what the hell, man? That was.
Does it not land? Do you not?
It
laugh?
Does not land at all.
I thought that would have been hilarious.
You'd think. Yeah. So far with the track record that this movie has, oh my goodness!
The way you described every single joke. I was like, that's really funny.
It's. Yeah. Yeah, no.
No.
That's surprising. Very much not. Surprising, yeah. Very surprising. Yeah. Yeah. So they rush back to Reed's lab and start doing their own experiments.
Oh, no. Themselves. So they traded one prism for another.
Good.
Pretty much. But this is okay because I guess maybe better living quarters. Yeah. Comfier pillows. Sure.
They're like, I make my own prison.
The door's open.
I imprison myself. That's
the
bit.
The door is open because Ben decides to leave because he's really upset because he can't change back, right? He's the rock monster that he is. He's super upset. Surprising that, like, you know, basically it's the exact same story that we got in the 2005 version with him.
Yeah, right.
Exactly the same. He's pretty pissed off. So he goes out. He's finding it hard to just do anything and he finds himself in an alleyway just trying to hide. But that backfires because somebody finds him and is like, oh, hey, you can't hang out here. It's like, no, just leave me alone. And it's like, no, get out. And like he pulls off his cloak and is like, ah, freaky. But then the guy looking at him was like, I know where you can come to blend in, to be with people of, you know, where you can, you know.
Rock people.
Yeah, and I was like, basically be happy again.
Cliff face or something?
Wow, holy crap.
Wow. Did he send him to WWE?
No. I know where you can blend in. Here's the beach. Just go sit on the beach. No one will notice you.
He's like, hey, you're an ugly guy. I'm an ugly guy. Come and join my union of bean people.
You ever been to Big W?
Basically what he says.
I've just got this image of like Alcoholics Anonymous sort of
So what?
Group where basically they're all just ugly guys. It's like, so I was born ugly. I'm not like Steve. I didn't have an accident like Steve. I was always this way. Look, Steve, I'm sorry that you used to be pretty and you tell us every week, but just stop, Steve, okay? Look, some of us were born this way and we've had to deal with this our whole lives. But
And
Ben now, yeah. Ben's here and he's a rock Ben's person. Now.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Well,
look, you're joking about it, but that's problems. pretty close to what actually happens in this Ben, movie.
The fact that someone as ugly as you could get out of bed every morning keeps me going.
It's like the United Party of Ugly Bin People.
And he cries.
Ugly Bin People. That's pretty much what it is.
Wow.
Run. The head of this society is, in fact, the jeweler that stole the diamond.
It's not.
And also,
wait.
So in the meantime,
Splinter is the
evil head of Splinter.
Wait,
he's
that would be appropriate.
Yeah, he. In the meantime, whilst all this has been happening, he's decided to follow through on his.
Nice.
You know, on his aspirations, and he's gone and kidnapped the blind girl.
Hey, so easy.
Yeah,
it'd be so easy.
So great. And now, but it's okay because she's his bride, and so she gets
kidnapping works.
He calls her the bride. So he calls her the bride, and
okay,
she gets all the great benefits of that, like being tied to a chair. And, with tape over a mouth, like, you know.
Mouth tape, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's loving life at the moment. Luckily, Ben is now in the same spot as she is, but they don't know each other yet because they're in separate rooms. And for some reason, I still don't 100% know why Doom's minions decide to show up here as well.
Okay.
I think it's because of the diamond. It's because of the diamond.
They're not working with Splinter?
They're not working together at all.
Oh.
Okay.
But I think they're there because it's not. I was blanking out at this point, to be honest. I wasn't paying much attention, but I think it's because they need the actual diamond now for some reason.
Right.
Right.
Which is not 100%. like, you know, set in stone, but they need the diamond or something. Anyway, they go to Brock up, and Splinter's minions decide, you know, we'll fight. There's a big fight scene until Doom shows up and he kind of evens the playing field and then wipes out all of the jeweler's people.
With electricity and stuff?
With electricity
good,
and stuff.
Good. Okay.
First time he's actually really used that power as well.
Hey.
He's been pretty scarce with that power.
What a baby.
And then Ben, the thing, rocks up and decides to take on Doom. Because at this point, Doom has the, what's the blind girl's name? Alicia Masters. That's it. Alicia. So yeah. Doom now has Alicia and Ben's like, let her go. He's like, no, no, I need this. This is my insurance. Alicia's like, does the whole Ben, I love you, which is a bit weird because.
Yeah, wait. Did
they've met once?
Yeah. Well, and that was like.
Okay.
But he said that mm-hmm. you'll be safe with me, right? Like yes. you're safe with yes. me or whatever. And yeah. So
because
yeah.
She touched his face. That all one right. time.
Yeah.
And now, and she's also now been working married. On. Exactly. Well, she's yeah. then immediately after that scene, she went off and started sculpting a new face to replace the one that broke. And it was his
was
face
it
really? That she
oh
sculpted.
My gosh.
Oh, no.
And then during the whole, like, while everyone thinks that the Fantastic Four guys are dead. Like, well, after they crashed.
She's crying over the sculpted
the world,
face.
The city is in mourning, and she's in charge of creating a memorial to them.
Oh,
and so
no.
she's been sculpting all their
That's
faces.
That's very convenient that she's, whilst, like, in charge of that. Wow, yeah, what a small yeah, world they live in.
When I think whilst, memorial, I yeah. think the blind.
It's perfect. It's like, can you build a memorial? Yeah, sure. I touched one of their faces one time.
Yeah, one time. I'm sure I could pretty much do all of them. Like it'll be lifelike. It'll look like all four of them. It'll be amazing.
You'll be like, do you have any reference material? And then just dump a whole bunch of photos. And she's like, you for real?
Yeah, like yeah. the finished model yeah. is like Ben Grimm's perfectly no. modelled face and then three
do?
Balls of
just
clay.
Like stick figure freaks.
No, what they Hi. Do is they get another modeler to model the other faces so that she can touch them and
perfect.
Then remodel them so that she can make a perfect replica of those
perfect.
Models.
Or maybe I think this is like it's the Fantastic Four, but they all have Ben's face. Something like that. I don't know. It seems a bit odd. But while she's been, because there's been a couple of scenes where she's been sculpting and filling faces and things, and like that one line is, it's okay, you'll be safe with me, has been playing over in her head. And
do you
so
actually,
obviously,
do they actually repeat that line a few times?
Yes,
like
yes.
in a flashback kind of way.
Yes, I think in a flashback kind of way. It's just like the over the voiceover. And
I
like
would find
in her
that
head thing.
Super creepy if it was the first time I ever met someone and they're like, "Don't worry, you'll be safe with me." Like,
well,
that's kind of scary. Like
she,
just that in general,
she doesn't seem to mind.
Well,
she,
good on her.
She's yeah. She was touched,
wow.
even though she did all the touching.
This movie.
Oh,
this
my
movie.
God.
Can I be honest?
It
this
is,
This movie
yes.
sounds like when a child goes and sees a movie and comes back yep. and tries and explain it to you. And then they were in space and then they crashed, but they didn't crash. But one of them was invisible and one of them stretched. And then we're underground with some ugly
and
people.
Rock.
And they all get lightning.
I know that's what it sounds like, but I think I'm doing a pretty good job of explaining
what happened.
Oh, my gosh,
you must be.
Yeah.
Because holy crap.
Friggin'
okay.
hell.
So, yeah. So, at this point, Alicia just absolutely loves Ben, or at least the shape of his face.
Nice.
And the safety that she finds in him. So
in his face.
In his face. So, make sure it's like, you know, Ben, don't do it. I love you. Yada, yada, yada. And yep. the I love you. Makes him turn back to normal.
What?
Because
wait,
yes,
what?
Actually,
oh
legit,
my gosh, he needs
there's
love.
There's this big revelation scene
like
earlier
by
on.
Love.
He gets healed by love because here's the thing: Reed figured out that Sue Storm is a bit awkward and hides, like likes to, you know, is hides away, and so she became invisible. And Johnny Storm, he's got a temper, and so like he's really fiery, so he turns into fire. And Reed, he just he stretches himself too thin, so he became stretchy. And Ben relies on brute strength, and really he should have been focusing on his heart and his mind.
You're joking.
But he focuses on brute strength. Like this is actually what they say. There's this big realization revelation thing. It's like, that's what gave us the powers. It's like, mate, well done.
This is
well
terrible. Done that one.
So because in this moment, Ben is not relying on his brute strength and something's actually touched his heart, he turns back to normal. And it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Sounds beautiful. It really does.
So he's not a rock monster anymore. So Doom is like super like trying to zap him and more minions come out and start shooting. And so Ben has to race off.
Yeah.
And then he's realizing that actually, no. And it's like, it's a really weird thing. Like, because the next scene, he's running along and realizing, actually, no, I need to be the rock monster. I can't be, I need to rely on my strength at this point. So, in a really, really, really weird and awkward transition, you know, in like the old animated shows or like they have like this spiraling, like they spin.
No.
Yeah.
Newspapers or they spin like they spin the Batman head in and do a transition thing. It's basically that. But he just spins and transitions into the thing again. It's just like, wow, look at that. What creative filmmaking that is. Mm-hmm. there's a bunch of that stuff. I'm pretty sure they just like filmed a disco ball for the big electrical storm that turned them like in space. Like that's what we got for the effects. My goodness. So, the thing's now back. Doom is now deciding that he's going to go after the rest of the guys.
Okay.
Because
they can transform because, at will.
Now, actually, no. Very sorry. So Doom sends them a message via Skype or something and was like, hey, check this out. Mm-hmm. I'm working on this machine.
Right.
And if you want to stop me, this is my address, basically. They're like, all right.
So Iron Man's them.
Fully.
Yeah.
But then they're like, okay, well, we better go stop them.
Iron Man 3, the best Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, they're all back together again. You're like, no.
Yeah.
So they all go to stop him. Hey, turns out it was a trap.
No.
But that's okay.
What?
Mm-hmm. So they get trapped in Rays and it turns out that Doom, and here's the big reveal.
Yeah.
Doom is actually, believe it or not, it's Victor Von Doom.
You're joking. What?
They figure it out. Reed figured out that his old friend Victor Von Doom
turned into Dr. Doom. This is the biggest twist ever.
Yep.
Didn't actually die. Holy crap. And he's just turned super, he's just gone from a fairly serious 30-year-old college guy to a completely cartoon evil bad guy, which is just ridiculous. Anyway, so that happens.
Does he have like a whole reveal of like his mask coming off sort of thing?
No, his mask actually never comes off.
Oh, really? How disappointing.
It's always on. You don't even get like a big reveal, probably because that would have required too much money in makeup and effects. So they just put like this, the whole time it's just the mask.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's quite funny.
Oh.
But basically, he catches them in like these beams of like ray beam things.
Of course.
And so they're stuck there, of course. Because
hang on a second, we're smarter than this.
Well, luckily Reed has a great idea. He sticks his like big toe out of the ray.
Perfect.
Like he manages to force it out and then he stretches it over to the control deck and knocks it over.
He has a great idea. Then he just steps out of the ray.
He just steps
and
leaves
the whole thing.
And turns it off.
You know what? I'm just going to leave this. Hey, like I'm just going to step over there. Like,
I have
this indestructible beam of light that's coming directly at me. I'm just going to, you know,
I love it. Step out of the
it's
way.
It's just a spotlight. And he's like, yeah. I mean, guys, we can keep going. Yeah.
Guys, just step over here with me because, like, it's just a Dino.
We can actually go. It's really easy.
Just fine. Yeah,
believe
yeah.
yourself.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the laser forward. Pointer. You know, you just step out of the beam and it'll go past you.
To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if you said, Reed had a brilliant idea and pulled a mirror out of his pocket.
That's pretty much it. I haven't even gotten to how great the stretchy effects are in this movie, especially because most of them were apparently attempted to like practically. So they're just really awkward shots of like a hand going across the screen. And then you cut to a wide and you see just like this really long arm, like grabbing something and then getting pulled back. It is hilarious.
Is it like someone with like a massive like lab coat with a, like a rod in it or something? And a hand on the other hand?
I think it's literally just a long tube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. It's really great. Mm-hmm.
Did they win the award for
best
VFX?
There is a fantastic.
Well, if like, it had been released, it probably would have. But yeah. Yeah. I think it was actually Forrest Gump that year. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, their visual effect was just like a disabled kid find... who could run. So. Yeah,
well, yeah, no. Exactly. Like, it's just it's a bit rude that they gave it to Forrest Gump and not Fantastic Four.
Exactly.
The unreleased best.
It's literally movie. In the title, Fantastic.
Yeah. The best literally. Effect is the very last shot of this movie, and I can't wait to get to that.
The credits?
My goodness. So, they
just
get out the race.
Just description, I can't wait to get to the credits.
They get out of race thanks to Reed's big toe.
Nice.
And they fight the goons. Doom has a really great fighting tactic, which is to stand there until, you know, he thinks that he's going to get beat. He walks out and then a bunch of his minions walk in. That's his signature move in this movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's how
he
gets out of everything.
In the last one, wasn't it? Like in the last time that they met him, he was basically doing the same signature
exactly.
move.
Exactly. He does exactly the same move. So just basically, it repeats it. Like, and they're fighting all the minions. Luckily, that's right. Because the Ray thing, the thing that Doom was like... Apparently, it's like it's another one of the world-ending sky ray beam things for reason. Right. So they also have to stop that now as well as chase down Doom and stop all his minions. So they split up a bit. Reed goes and finds Doom and knocks him. Like they get in a bit of a tussle and then Reed knocks him over. Because that's right. Because his lair, of course. Is... on the like in this crazy
crater?
Canyon crater thing, and is like, there's a cliff face, like it's basically a castle and a cliff face. So
and
he's now fallen over the wall.
Is the
and
thing
he's
hiding
there.
In the cliff face?
What
is the thing hiding in the cliff face?
Camouflage.
Oh, that would have been brilliant.
They'll never see me out here.
No,
they'll never see me.
he's back inside saying it's clobbering time for about the 10th time.
Oh wow!
In
oh
this
really?
Movie.
Clobbering.
Yes. He is like that's a good line. I'm going to keep using that one the whole movie. I'm not going to overuse it at all. So
well,
Reed's
at least
now
it's
basically
not like the 2015 one when it's like attached to some sort of childhood trauma of the brother beating him up or something like that, wasn't it? Like the 2015 one has like this whole backstory of his brother when he's like a teenager. Going, it's clobbering time, and actually beating him up.
Nice. Really?
And that's the origin.
I haven't
of
actually
his,
seen that one yet.
Well, I haven't seen it either, but I've seen like enough of it basically to know that that's what the backstory is.
Sibling
I feel like I'm actually going to really appreciate that version after watching this one.
But
it's a really weird move.
Like that's his the problem with that version though is that like I'm sure there's heaps of problems with that version, but. Mm-hmm. That in itself, the idea that it's using this traumatic experience as his catchphrase just doesn't work. Like that's
no,
so
that
weird.
Really doesn't.
Like
that really doesn't.
Yeah,
that really doesn't.
Wow.
Tell you what doesn't. What else doesn't work?
What
this movie
everything in
all?
This movie?
Everything you said for the last hour and 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh. So here we go. They basically.
Here we go.
I really want to. Reed decides that he's going to try to save Doom because he's hanging off the. So he stretches his arm down to try and reach him. And Doom's holding on. And they basically have this conversation where it's like, we used to be friends. And Doom's like, oh, I hate you for some. I still don't understand why he
hates him. Maybe he sings that song to him. Does he. That a long time ago we used to be friends.
Very loosely remember this bit, but basically it's he goes,
you only
look,
watched it, you watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. He's basically saying like, look, we used to be friends, but I hate you now. You might as well let me go because I'm never going to stop trying to destroy you and the earth for some reason.
Nice. Good guy.
That whole spiel. Yeah.
So he's giving him great reasons to save him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Reed's still looking, holding. He doesn't seem to want to let go, but that's okay because, you know, he's actually holding a glove. And so. So he pulls his hand out of the glove and falls to his death, apparently.
Nice.
To be resurrected in the sequel. That's definitely going to happen after this movie. So then he pulls up, and this is the weird bit, and I don't understand. So he pulls the glove up, the empty glove, and he's like all super upset, puts the glove down on the on the wall, on the ledge there, and walks away. And then the glove starts moving.
Oh, no.
Like their fingers to it's like, hang on, what? What?
Wait,
so it's like, is it actually his hand or?
He's magnetic.
He's magnetic.
Right? Oh, yeah. That would have been why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
So somebody's still alive to come back in another movie.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah.
Crazy. Wonder if that'll ever get made.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They have Alicia. They have the blind chick here as well. Because Doom was like, oh, hey. You know, as a last, you know, after I kill you and steal your powers, I'm going to make, oh no, after I steal your powers, I'm going to kill you guys. But Ben, I'm going to make you watch me kill your blind girlfriend over here. So, yeah, because that's a thing.
Wait, that's Splinter? Is that Splinter saying all that?
No. He's like gone. He's dead. I think he's gone by this point.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was like. Got defeated in the big brawl with the Doom guys before.
Right.
All right.
So this is just, he's decided to take her as his captive now. But luckily Ben is, you know, really good at saving people. So he saves them. And then they had this really awkward moment where it was like, I should probably introduce myself to you. I'm Ben. And he's like, I'm Alicia. Like,
what?
That usually comes before
you touch your face.
I love you, Ben. Yes. So they're formally introduced now. So now they can, you know, actually be a couple, which is great.
Yeah. What a joke.
It's very, very interesting relationship they've got there. And then whilst this is all happening, they haven't managed to stop the ray from going off. That's going to destroy either the whole city or the earth or whatever. So
wait, there was a ray?
Yeah. There was like a big destruction.
Oh, that's right. The one that they stepped out of before.
Yeah. So, Johnny Storm, as in the one CG effect, I'm pretty sure that's in this movie, has turned full flame on. And they've basically just gone and gotten the most generic human model. And put fire on it.
Nice.
It looks like a
perfect,
like a model that you'd find on the top of a trophy.
Oh,
it's on fire.
So
yeah,
it's
that
like
kind
an
of
Oscar.
Thing. So, it's basically it is an Oscar. It's a fiery Oscar flying through the sky
Oscar.
After this green beam.
Oh,
yeah. And it's like, how am I going to stop this?
Maybe it was like them hoping for an Oscar.
It's subtle. What they were doing was subliminal messaging.
It is so much like an Oscar.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So then he's like, how am I going to stop this? I'm going to jump in front of the ray.
Nice.
And so he does that and kind of like gets in this weird tumble dry kind of thing. It's the weirdest looking thing. He's like, because he's been knocked over. Anyway, he finally stops it, which is great. Flies back. They save the day. Everything's good. And then they cut to Reed and Sue Storm's wedding. Because that is,
Okay.
Got to end on a happy note. Everyone is, right. Yeah, this is the, yeah, from that to this. They go to
and
the,
then, and then Reed gets arrested straight afterwards.
No, well, the wedding is in Syria. So, right. So we're all good here.
Well, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's totally they had like they're protected by the Romeo and Juliet law.
Oh, shut your mouth!
Oh my god!
But is it illegal?
Romeo and Juliet law. The weirdest thing about this, not the age difference,
because
that's you know whatever. It's like Sue's in a wedding dress, but the other three guys, including Reed, are in their Fantastic Four costumes for the wedding.
Well,
which
yeah, okay.
Doesn't seem like a thing that you do.
That's a bit
but
weird.
Hey, that's okay. We need to rely on the branding here. We need people to know at the end of this movie that these guys are the Fantastic Four because that's how you get funding for a sequel. So.
Right.
Yeah. That's yeah, basically. Yeah, and then
how do you know that they're the Fantastic Four when only three of them are wearing a uniform?
There's actually a line in this movie where it's like there's a line after Ben runs off because he's annoyed, and there's like, we used to be the Fantastic Four, now we're only the Terrific Three.
Oh, I was like, that's so bad.
Yeah, interesting. I love the script for this movie.
Oh, I wouldn't.
So. So it ends on a
terrible.
Well, it ends on a happy note because Sue and Reed get married and they go off and they're just married, and the final shot is one of the most hilarious weird things you'll ever see, because it's this white stretch limo with the just married sign running off, like riding off, and everyone's waving, and you have this giant extended elastic arm with a white glove out the sunroof, just like swinging random, like one of those elastic, like inflatable man.
Oh, no.
Like the car just, like, sales thing.
Waving like a weird Gumby arm, just waving in the wind.
Nice. Like,
wow.
Wriggling around. It is the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen.
That's weird.
And it genuinely made me laugh out loud.
Yeah.
It was quite funny.
Wow.
And then that's the end. That's the end of this movie.
After credit
sequence? No, I checked. I actually checked. There's definitely no after credit, like post credit scene. Thank God.
What you don't realize is it's part of the MCU.
Oh my God. So I'm not sure.
Samuel Jackson walks in.
Oh, man.
Y'all need to stop.
Can we give a movie zero birds?
Go
Is
for
that
it,
a
mate.
Thing we can
you
do?
You absolutely can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I would much rather watch Rim of the World over this.
Wow.
And I gave Rim of the World half a bird.
Half a bird.
So I need to rate this lower than that.
Well,
wow. So zero birds.
Zero birds.
Like, I think so.
Wow.
There is not much going for this movie.
What a milestone.
Which is. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I could give this zero birds for the podcast. So
I would have given it a half movie. A bird purely just for that countdown in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was top tier for 1995.
It sounds what else? Terrible.
The weird thing, because like you think, oh yeah, no, this is an old movie. Obviously, it's going to have bad effects. But what year did Jurassic Park come out?
86.
1993.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park came out a year before this movie.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Its budget was probably much higher.
Yeah.
Significantly higher.
Well, yeah. Because the budget for this was only like $1 million or something, right? Like it's
So, but basically, I'm saying like you cannot blame the age of this movie for how crap it is.
Sure, you
can.
Like effects wise or anything, it's just what was that?
Sure, you can.
It can be in, like, a factor, but yeah. It's just, it is. This is why you don't make movies just to hold on to rights, because. It's pretty rubbish.
I don't
rubbish.
Think it's ever paid off, has it? Like,
what was ever released?
A movie being made for, like, just to keep the rights?
I mean, looking at their lifetime gross of the other Fantastic Fours, no. Their, like, lifetime gross of the 2015 one was $56 million lifetime.
Is that all?
That's domestic. Wow. Domestic US.
Wow.
Which is the main thing because they sell it overseas.
Well, here we go.
Yeah, but its budget was $120 million.
Wow.
And it made 56.
Wow.
Wait, that was the first Fantastic
Four? No, that was the 2015 one. That was the most recent.
Oh, yeah, the 2015
But if we go to the 2005 one, budget, $100 million. Domestic, $154. So that's not too bad.
A little bit better.
Okay.
A little bit.
In comparison, so it turns out this movie was made for $1 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd believe that.
$1 million. They basically paid $1 million to hold on to the rights for the Fantastic Four for another 10 years.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
cool.
For, yeah, business strategy, great movie.
Not great. That's probably why they didn't release it. Great.
It's very, very obvious. Check it out if you want to laugh and you want to.
No. I will not. I'm not even going to look at that movie.
That's right. Yeah.
You could do literally anything else.
If we get 100 patrons, we won't watch it.
Girls.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway,
we would never watch
I bit the
movie.
Bullet for you guys. You're welcome. Yeah. There we go. Never going back to this again.
Woohoo.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Wow. We got it. We got there.
That
we got
was
there.
Painful.
Okay.
Let's land the plane.
Cool. Do you want me to finish this up?
Yeah.
You're hosting.
You're hosting,
man. Well, you're doing it.
Do the whole spiel. What do you guys do the spiel? All right. Well, thanks for listening to this. Thank you. I hope that it was at least a little bit enjoyable. I don't know.
I can't see you.
I need to feel confident, so I need to look confident. And confidence is in the arms, apparently.
In the arms.
Look, I hope that you've learned something or enjoyed this. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we will continue off and finish off our one-ticket movie month with Jason.
We will be doing Escape from New York, the John Carpenter 1982, I believe, film. And it's going to be amazing.
Woohoo!
And I'm really looking forward to watching this movie again. I haven't watched it for a while, so I'm hoping that it lives up to my memory of it. 1981.
I'm looking forward to you explaining.
Yeah, the whole and thing. It's going to be good. It's fully busy. It is awesome. It is a great movie, actually, and I'm looking forward to talking about it for
good.
Probably good. About an hour.
Good on you, Jason. We'll keep it under setting your goals.
Yeah.
All right.
I know, that's my goal. But yeah, we've also got Star Wars Cringe Months coming up
We do.
And that'll be in November to lead us into episode 9.
Genuinely looking forward to that and also really annoyed that we're doing it at the same time.
Yeah. So we'll be covering the Caravan of Courage movie, which is the Ewok adventure movie, and then also doing the second Ewok adventure movie, which is the Battle for Endor.
Oof.
And we'll also be doing the holiday special and all the prequels, because they're all the cringeworthy content that is out there for Star Wars. So that's what we're covering for that whole month of November. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, those things that basically nobody really wants to watch. I mean, apart from the prequels, you kind of go from time to time and watch those. But they're not great.
They are.
But they're painful to watch.
Not.
But you do watch them because, I mean, it's canon. So, it's Star Wars.
But yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah.
Well,
so we're on all the social medias.
We are.
And we've got our website, nerdsbeforebirds.com.
If you'd like to support us in another way, we are on Patreon. Head over to our Patreon website.
Patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds.
That's right. Yep. That's right. If you alternatively, if you can't do that, then write us a review because that really helps. We will also read it out. If it's the five star reviews, it depends where it is.
If you leave a review on the website, even if it's negative feedback, high chance I'll read it. If it's on Apple Podcasts or wherever the hell else podcasts are, minus Spotify, if it's a five star review, that is your threshold. That is the gate to which you must cross to enter this podcast. It's got to be a five star, and then you can just go mental. So
yeah.
Say whatever you want,
whatever. Within reason. Yeah, you know.
We'll read it.
Have you seen Fantastic Four as well? Let us know on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Let us know if you watch this version of Fantastic Four.
Let us know, and also let us know why.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You did that to yourself.
What happened?
Let
to
us
you?
Know what your alternative that day was. Yeah. That you chose that movie to watch instead of literally anything else.
And you know, we will openly judge you. It'll be great.
That's right.
Yeah,
on a podcast
as a community.
Yes, that's right. Right. Your pain will get tens of listens.
I think that's pretty much it. I think we've ticked all the boxes. Cool.
Yeah,
well, that's a bye from me.
Bye from me.
Bye.